are listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment pretty late on a Sunday evening is...
Esmeralda Liam.
Esmeralda was kind enough to make dinner.
Yay!
She made dinner for, well, it turned out she made dinner for four people, and it was very good, and now we're drinking wine. Well, you're drinking wine.
You're forcing me to drink wine.
Because you don't like wine.
It's not that I don't like it, it's just that it just tastes like wine. There's really no difference to it, and it kind of smells a little too strong for me.
Really?
It just smells like wine. Any bottle I smell, wine.
We're drinking an Il Valor Marchese de Pietre.
See?
Or de Pietri.
I didn't want to butcher that.
I think it's a Sangiovese wine, which I've never heard of. A Giovanni. I don't know what any of these
Isn't
means.
Isn't it Sangiovese?
This 100% Sangiovese wine is from the Pugila region. I know. Is smooth and fruity with
Jersey.
A touch of red berries. It's from Jersey. Serve at room temperature with red meats, pasta, and pizza. And I opened this because...
With pizza?
Because you made lasagna.
Oh, but you didn't drink any, did you?
No, I drank it before.
Oh, okay.
Not realizing that it takes a really long time to make lasagna.
It was just my bad planning.
I think it was great planning because I woke up super late today. I missed one of my jobs because I was at my other job way too late. And I woke up today at 3 p.m., which is way too late.
That is quite late.
I was like, oh, crap, because I got to be at work early, and I got to make sure I'm early so I can leave relatively early to get to the podcast and blah, blah, blah. Drinking wine at 6 p.m. with a bunch of comics, not a bad idea. That kind of calmed me down. Now I'm very sleepy.
Well, that's
good.
So
it was a good thing overall. I can't believe you don't like wine at all.
I'm telling you, I don't
even
taste
white
a
wines?
Difference.
Even white wines?
No, the only wine I've liked was a very, very sweet wine, and I have no clue what it is. I don't remember.
Was there fruit in it?
Probably. It was a very fruity wine. I remember it was from Australia.
Okay.
It was a white wine. I'm assuming it was a dessert wine.
Well, most white wines are sweeter. Was it chilled?
I don't remember. You know what it was? This is, don't do this, kids, but for some reason we trusted these people. We were in, it was me and my boyfriend John, we were in Tango Sur, and someone offered us their half bottle of wine. They're leaving, and
oh,
they're like,
nice.
We're not going to drink this. Yeah, yeah. Would you like it? And we're like, okay. And they're like, it's very sweet, so no, mm-hmm. It's not. And it was. It tastes like kind of like apple juice.
And you didn't like it?
No, it was good. I mean, it was very sweet,
and that's
though.
That's the only wine you've ever liked.
Mm-hmm.
So why
it's very cider-like, and I've never been able to find it again.
I think you should always accept drinks from rich people. And if you're at Tango City, you're not poor. So even if you're like...
Well, we go.
You're not poor.
We don't go all the time.
You're not poor, though. Poor.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, I'm not on welfare.
Yeah, exactly.
Food stamp.
We should be on welfare. Let's get a link card.
No, we should get food stamp. Did you know the farmers markets take some now?
What's the difference between food stamps and a link card?
I think it's the same thing.
We got rid of food stamps in Illinois. We only use the link card now.
Oh, well, I'm just talking about food stamps in a general sense.
Okay. Well,
not the technical terms of link cards and such.
John Waters, famous film director, used to get food stamps and then just have giant dinner parties. This is
That's
back in the
great.
Poly yesterdays. Like, he'd buy crab legs and stuff.
Well, now you can use it at the food markets, at the farmers markets.
Could
and
you
that.
Please get on food stamps, lady? Because I can't.
Why? Why can't?
I'm big just enough too much to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we looked it up once.
Maybe. Well, what's the limit? Do you know?
I think it's like $17,000 a year and under you can get food stamps.
Oh, I think I make less.
I think you could do that now with the unemployment.
Isn't that sad?
Let's fucking have feasts.
I don't like it. I don't like having to depend so much on the government.
You get the link card, I'll do the shopping with it. Deal?
Okay.
Like, you don't have to go through checkout. You can go shopping with me. You could wait in the magical car
we don't
have.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's just the idea of it because I come from a family of, I'm first generation.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that my parents never had to do that.
Yeah.
It's a little a little sucky in my... In my head, thinking, oh, great.
It's different.
I have to use food stamps.
There's no shame in it. You're still in first world. You're still trying to do stuff. You're not
That's
just,
true.
You're not being lazy.
That's true. I'm not sitting on my couch. Well,
not tonight. You made food. Just don't sit on the couch. Stand near the couch. You'll
okay.
be fine.
I'll sit on the.
Does that really bother you?
What?
We got real tonight.
What, the food stamp
yeah.
thing?
No, not the food stamp, but the link. The
sitting
whole,
on a couch?
No, the whole, like, unemployment thing.
Yes and no, because it's, you know. I should be a productive member of society,
well,
especially nowadays.
How is this, like, when you were on the show that you are now getting unemployment for,
mm-hmm.
how are you being more productive part
I was
of society?
Working.
Yes, but how is that helping the world?
Well, it's not necessarily helping the world. Well, it is.
Then how is it advancing society?
It is because I pay tax. I was paying taxes
from my
money. You're
still paying taxes on your unemployment. And you made just enough so you probably weren't paying much taxes and you probably got a refund back every year.
That's true. But it's still, you know, I woke up in the morning. I went to work. I served a purpose.
So maybe you just need a good schedule.
Yeah, I guess.
I love that you're unemployed because you get to do the show. I'm very happy about that. And you don't have to worry, like, unemployment is way better than having to worry about rent. Now you could pay rent.
That is true. Although, I mean, you still have to worry because it's not enough.
Yeah, but you're not, I don't know, I don't consider you someone that's, like, taking advantage of the system.
No, because this is my first time.
Yeah, it's your first time. Live the dream, man.
I'm actually a little scared to get a job because then I don't get to loaf around and do what I please.
Well, what would you want to do ideally?
We'll be on air.
You want to be on air? Well, you want to be on radio on air?
Mm-hmm. Well, I would. You know what? I'll take anything that's on air.
You'll do infomercials.
I don't mind. No, why not?
You
That'd
can
be fun.
TV.
I wouldn't mind being the slap chop dude.
You got to beat up a prostitute.
Well, you know, before that, actually, did you realize that before that, no one really paid too much attention to him?
Oh, bullshit.
And then you hear him.
I
no, but then you hear
slap
him in
chop.
The. Yeah,
isn't
but then
he
you
the
hear
same
him getting
isn't he the
slapping
shammy
prostitutes.
Guy as well?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I always knew about the shammy guy. That guy loves
Sham-wow,
cocaine.
By the way.
He loves cocaine.
Yeah, but it was only after, I think, the prostitute thing came in. People were like, whoa, ShamWow guy.
Oh, I disagree. He
was cooler before?
He had the lightning rod going. Everyone knew the ShamWow guy. We got four topics tonight. Which one do you want to go do? Give me a number 1 through 4.
2.
2. All right, so this is 2 of my notes. I have a fear of impotency because of a hot laptop resting on my crotch.
Okay, now, do you have that fear with cell phones as well?
No, not at all. I'm not on my phone enough to have a fear of getting cancer through a cell phone.
And you're not scared?
I'm not worried about like my side pocket phone like radiating throughout
no.
me the whole day either.
Okay. But so the only thing is because it gets hot?
Because it gets so hot, it freaks me out. And I don't realize it. Like, I know that in my head.
Have
like,
you looked it up?
No, but it can't be
Are you
good.
Scared to look it up?
No, it wouldn't change anything. Like, I've done it so long, it either is going to affect me or it's not going to affect me.
That's
you know what I mean?
True.
And it's one of those things where, like, wait, it's hot. I'll just move it to my right.
I think you're evening out the heat.
No, I'll just take it off of my body. This is only really when I'm going to bed and I'm going to watch a movie on Netflix or something.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You know you can buy cooling things or you can make your own.
Oh, yeah. I know that if I just
a book.
I know if I just put it on a book, I wouldn't. But it's not one of those things I'm thinking about consistently. But then every once in a while, I was like, oh, my God, this is an awful idea.
My sperm might be dying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then maybe you should just freeze some of it.
No, I couldn't.
Freeze it in your freezer.
If I'm not dumb enough not to become impotent due to a laptop use, I don't deserve to have children.
You know, I think it's not going to be just the laptop if you become impotent.
Oh, I agree.
It's going to be everything.
I agree. But
it's
going
to be a lot of factors.
I don't think I have that many awful things going on where I have to worry about impotency, specifically the laptop thing.
But you are.
Yeah, I know. I'm
so
paranoid.
You're just
paranoid.
Now you're just reasoning it out.
Yeah, I know. This isn't good. This isn't good at all.
Great topic, Brandon.
Well, you picked
you just
the number
reasoned
2.
It out.
I guess. I don't know what's going on. I haven't drank enough of this delicious wine. That's from the great year 2008. That's how you know I don't like good things. Before Kelsey went to D.C., we went to Trader Joe's. I always mix them up. We went to Trader Joe's about like 9 bottles of wine.
Okay.
I don't know what the hell I like. The cheapest, newest
great,
wine is the one I like the most.
I think that doesn't matter. You know what? Alpana Singh says it doesn't matter what the price is. You should just, what you like is what you like.
Yeah, I understand that. But Alpana Singh is weird and has a lot of money, and I don't.
Yeah, but she's even, you know, she's a big sommelier and all that, and she's not touting the big fancy wines. She's saying, you know, if you like that $2 chuck, go for it.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, but I don't remember. I'm not going to remember this, even though we've talked
about
it.
Well, then rip the label off.
Fuck that. That's like what? No, that'd be weird.
Why would it be weird? And then you keep it.
You know
what? Fridge.
This is going to be tagged in the post. Il Valore Sangiovese. I don't know how to.
Or keep the
this.
Bottle and then put a pretty flower in it.
Keep the bottle and put a pretty flower in it. We just need to get free wine from these people.
Okay,
that's
all you're gonna.
Okay,
well I'm starting to love it.
Yeah, isn't it great? I just what's the name of the? Is it Il Valore? Is the name of the? Is the winery?
Let me see. Well, I told you I didn't want to. I was looking at it, and I was like, I don't want to butcher any
God,
of this.
God, how am I even going to sell out if I can't? Sangiovese is the name of the wine or the Giovanni?
I don't know.
I think Sangiovese is the name of the type of wine I like.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's that's the type.
So,
and then Il Valore.
That's the winery.
Is the, yeah.
I'm writing this down so I can put it in the tags for the show.
Yes. Oh, you serve it at room temperature.
Well, you serve all red wines at room temperature.
Well, I don't know that.
I think.
See, it's supposed to be smooth and fruity. I don't get that. But that's, I'm just, I think it's my palate.
I think that I should be commended for not instantly going for a smooth and fruity joke.
Well, you know what we should do? We should go to the lovely, if we were wine people, mm-hmm. we totally could get sponsored by these people, I bet you.
Oh, across the street?
No, In Fine Spirits.
Oh, In Fine Spirits in Andersonville, which was the Groupon mm-hmm. today. I saw that, yeah.
Oh, was it?
It was the Groupon today.
Oh, okay. I'm signed up for them for some reason.
Across the street.
They always have wine tastings.
Across the street,
go.
There's a Sunday night, every Sunday night at Lush, which is across the street from where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Wine tastings, really, really great staff. Noble Grape will open any bottle of wine you're thinking about buying, which is
wow.
literally a half block down. It's great. Those people are so, so nice.
I'd feel bad.
That's why I never do the tasting.
Having them open a bottle of wine.
Yeah, I don't know what
but
I
don't
like.
They have just some open?
Sometimes, yeah.
I thought they just had stuff, and they're like, hey, we're doing this ones.
Yeah, yeah, that's wine tastings. But
yeah.
Noble Grape will just be like, I'm interested in this wine, and that's I'm interested in this
crazy.
Wine. They'll open up two bottles and like
what?
Let you try it.
Do they just have warehouses full of this shit?
No, it's a really small place.
Well, then why would they?
Because
I
that's
think they're losing money.
That's customer service. You're going to go there.
Yeah, but if they open it, then you're like, I don't like it.
No, but then you know you're not going to like it. They'll remember that. Then you'll sign up for their email list. You'll definitely buy a bottle of wine that you weren't thinking about, maybe two, because they opened that bottle of wine. And how
yeah,
much do you think they're spending on each bottle of wine?
I don't know. But what if you tell them to open a really fancy bottle? They probably won't do it.
Yeah, I don't think. Well, I mean, they'll probably open up anything up to $30. And
that's
that bottle of wine
lot.
Will last for 2 weeks. So if somebody else wants to try
oh,
it,
I see.
Then they can try it. So
yeah,
it's not
I
that
guess.
Big of a deal. It's not like I want this roast and I want this like this filet. And you
That's
have to,
true. And I'm going to make both and then I'll eat them both.
Yeah, and I might not eat either. And I'm not going to pay for either. And then I'm going to throw it away. No, that's a little bit different.
Yeah. We should go to the wine tastings at In Fine Spirits.
I used to go to art shows mm-hmm. Before I was 21 and even when I was 21 just cuz it was the only place I could drink for free.
Yeah.
And now that I'm of age, I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, I mainly wanted my cousin, who's a big wine, she told me that I should go to those wine tastings mm-hmm. and just try wine.
Yeah.
Because then maybe my palate will
okay,
you
but
know, catch up. And
I think the idea
maybe
is
I'll find something
just
that I like.
Spit it out.
Well, that's fine, too.
Okay, but I will never
You
do
just
that.
Want to get loaded?
I'll accidentally
Actually, no.
get loaded.
No. I don't think they do that there.
The
at
spitting?
These wine tastings.
Okay.
That's just where you just get loaded.
See, but by the third, the fourth, or the fifth tasting, you like it because you're loaded.
That's true. But you get the do I like it or not out of the way in the beginning.
Yeah, but...
And then that's it. And then you get loaded.
Then you're loaded, and then you're like,
yeah.
I gotta get a Whopper.
Yeah.
Let's get a Whopper. I want a Whopper
no.
right now. You don't like Whoppers?
No, I'm not a big Burger King fan.
Oh, really? I don't like McDonald's.
I don't really eat the burgers.
At where?
Fast food joints.
What do you
too
eat?
Often. Chicken. I have the chicken. Like yeah. the nuggets or...
Trying to avoid fast
every
food.
Once in a while.
I think I told you that. I'm trying to avoid fast food this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Although we're going to do fried chicken.
That's different.
Although it is
it's totally
different.
I don't know
Popeyes?
Why. I will avoid that, but unless we're doing this for the show, then I'll do it. You know what I mean?
In the name of the show.
I won't even get coffee. I buckled
at
when
a fast
I was
food
in D.C.
Joint?
Yeah, but I won't. Like Dunkin' Donuts doesn't count. I'll get... coffee from Dunkin' Donuts because I actually like their coffee
yeah, their
more
coffee's
than Starbucks.
Delicious.
But I won't know fast food. Sadly, I've been going to Subway. I feel like shit.
But Subway's not horrible because it is
it's
just
not,
a sandwich.
I know it's
can get
not
green
horrible.
Peppers
I just feel like an asshole.
Cucumbers.
When I do.
But it's not already made.
Yeah, I know.
And
think,
it's, so it's a little
I appreciate
different.
Your reasoning and trying to make me feel better. I really do. But it's just more of like it's like the difference between buying a cup of coffee from like an independent, like a filter type mm-hmm. thing, and then buying it at 7-Eleven.
Well, then maybe you should try to find a sandwich shop
yeah,
to eat at.
I know. I should.
Or
like,
just make your own sandwich.
That's the thing.
Carry snacks.
Because I'm now a mom. I'm
no,
a mom.
That's what you're supposed to do, because then you won't be tempted to eat out, because you'll have a snack.
I don't want to be a
mom. Or you'll have a sandwich,
yet.
Or you'll have something.
Just have a sandwich at me.
You don't
want to
be a mom yet?
Have a bag of Cheerios.
You don't want to be a mother?
No, not yet.
Then
not
keep that laptop
motherhood.
on your lap.
There you go. That's a good callback. Da-dun-tsh. All right, let's go to, give me one, two, one, three, or four.
Three.
Ellen Page Cisco commercial, specifically the class trip to China. Okay, for those of you that haven't seen it, you have to know who Ellen Page is if you're listening to the show. Ellen Page, star of films such as Juno, and what's the word?
X-Men. She's an X-Men.
She was. She's she was Kitty Pryde. Yeah. Holy shit.
And she's God also damn, in,
that is great
that
casting.
That other one.
That is great.
That one you saw. Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, the Roller Girls. I forgot. Derby Girls or yeah. Fuck. Whiplash.
Whipped. Something
something
about being whipped.
And
maybe
then
Whiplash.
She's in that film that we both
whip it.
Fucking yeah, whip it. Yeah, whip it. What's that film that she's in? And she plays a 14-year-old.
Oh, Hard Candy.
Hard Candy is
so good.
That's how Ellen Page is an amazing actress.
So good.
Hard Candy is a completely overlooked film, and they run it on like Comcast On Demand and like under the horror section. It's not a horror film. It's not a thriller. It's just fucking perfect.
It's a thriller.
I love that film.
It's a bit of a thriller.
No, I don't think there's one bad note in that entire film.
No, I liked it. I was like, oh my God, at the end.
Yeah, it's fucking great. And
but has your opinion of her gone down now because of those commercials?
No, I never had a high opinion or a low opinion of her. And I don't think being in a commercial at this day and age, I mean, as soon as Bob Dylan did a Victoria's Secret commercial, everything went out the window.
Okay, so what's your problem with the commercial?
It doesn't make sense.
Okay.
Okay. You know what Cisco is, right?
Yeah, they do technology.
They do technology stuff like conference calling, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Like Skype for the people that are rich.
Yes.
And that's fine. Cisco makes a lot of great products. I watch Rachel Maddow's show. They use Cisco products. I get
okay.
it. Why is Ellen Page the face of Cisco? Businesses use Cisco. Individuals, not so much.
Because
so what I want to know
is, are made of individuals.
What 60-year-old executive really wants to fuck his daughter's friend who happens to look like Ellen Page? Because that's the only explanation I can get.
But she's cute.
She's like 25.
I know, but she's like this cute little
down-home. Why is the 25-year-old chick in indie films the face of Cisco?
I don't know.
Also, in the commercial, why is Ellen Page fucking visiting schools on field
it's
trips?
Her, no, it's
fine,
her hometown.
It's her alma mater. I get that. It's her alma mater. Ellen Page is back. I'm going to go, what fucking kid gets to voice up? Go on field trip. Shut the fuck up, kid. All right?
I want to know how they're getting to China.
Well, here's the thing. We're going to China.
Who's paying for that?
It's a Cisco thing. They're watching kids in China, and kids in China are watching them.
I know, but they're going to China.
No, they're not. When they don't get the commercial. Holy shit, you don't get the commercial.
No, I thought going, and
you
they're
don't
like, that's where we're going. We're going to go there.
No, it's not like
really?
No, the whole point is we're going there. I'm using air quotes, and you can't see that, listener. No, are you serious? You don't get that?
Well, no, I thought, okay, this is what I thought it
that's
was.
That's like me going, no, are you serious?
No, this is what I thought.
That's like
they
me
have
watching the Jungle Book. I'm going to the jungle. No, I'm watching the Jungle Book.
No, wait, I thought it was they have interacted with these kids for so long that they're going to China.
You don't get the commercial.
That's what I thought.
You don't, oh my God.
I thought they connected with the kids and then so hence they go to China because connected with them through these video things.
No, what?
Really?
No. No.
That would have been much cooler.
You don't understand how the commercial works.
Well, I get it. It's
a window
into the world.
You're like my mom. You're crazy.
Thanks.
That's an insult. Deal with that.
Aww.
No. Oh, my God. You don't get the commercial.
I thought that's what it
was.
No,
that's not. It's perfectly clear that it's not about that.
I thought because they have
then
this technology.
Then why would they use what would the use of the technology be if they're already going to go there?
No, but they're meeting these people, kind of like pen pals. But in
yes,
a virtual sense.
Yes, they're video pen pals. They're not actually going to leave
exactly.
the town.
And then I thought, because they were this whole field trip business, so I thought, oh, okay, so they're going to go to China.
So in your mind.
Because they're pen pals now.
In
and
your mind.
And they probably have like a sister
in
thing.
The Cisco commercial, they've become so tight through this technology that they will now all travel to a different continent.
Yeah, why wouldn't they?
Because it doesn't make any fucking
why
sense.
Why would it not make sense?
They don't speak the same language. Who's funding this trip? Why the fuck would you allow like 30 third graders on a field trip?
Well, those are my questions. I just thought it was going to happen.
Which are also valid, but that doesn't happen in the...
But then again, they have crazy cameras watching the whole town, which makes me think they have a lot of money.
Yeah, okay.
To fund the police business.
You're just getting away... You're just trying to get away from the fact that you don't understand a commercial.
I know. I get it. That the fact that Cisco... This is their technology. I thought it was more personal in the sense the kids are meeting these children, and they've made a relationship with them. And so now they're eventually going there to visit them in person.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
You've
drawn, you created this entire world. See, I'm stuck on the absurdity of the actual
commercial.
But
you know what? I think that's what Cisco wants people to think and to start this whole other story.
Cisco, you've completely won in confusing the shit out of everyone. I can't believe that that's what you think. Oh my God.
I think it's sweeter than your...
I'm literally ripping apart what's there because that doesn't make sense.
Oh, well, I think mine's sweeter because they've formed a relationship and now they're going to China.
Do they know Chinese? Let's be honest. Do you really think the kids...
I actually think the Chinese kids know English.
They might know English. But what happens as soon as they actually start the video chat? They both scream.
Yeah, I know. And that's all that's going to... And then they'll play. They're
how is that
kids.
Learning? That's just screaming into a camera. How is that different than you and me yelling?
I think it's just they're learning about different cultures.
That's not learning. That's just reacting.
No, especially if they're from a small town. So they don't really...
My eyes are like literally popping out of my head. They're cartoon eyes. I look like Sonic the Hedgehog.
I didn't see any Asian kids in that in the Ellen Page side of town. So, you know, they see different cultures. I think this is what Cisco wanted.
They won.
They wanted this backstory to happen in people's minds.
Oh my God.
They've won me over. Hey, I watch Fruity Pebbles commercials and it makes me want Fruity Pebbles.
Maybe Ellen Page is creating the greatest like actress ruse of all time by starting these commercials and just confusing everyone or just
it's
me
really
and you.
Not really confusing me. I'm like, okay, I have this idea, but I think it's silly.
Cisco and you together.
I'm like third graders. Why are you going to go to China?
What the fuck? How do you get that?
Because, never mind. I already explained it like 3 times now.
When you watch a movie with someone, do you ask what's going on?
No!
When you watch
is this the same thing?
This is a little movie. This is a 30-second movie.
I formed my own opinion of what was going on.
When you watch a film and then it's over, do you assume what happens next or are you done with it? Or do you?
I actually think about what happens next.
That's not on the screen, okay?
So?
That says a lot about both of us.
I have a large imagination.
I don't.
There you go.
I just have a lot of anger at Ellen Page's Cisco commercials. That's all I've ever had. Before they existed, I would say that, and it was like, I don't know what these words mean. Wow.
What? I like how you're so amazed.
I am just amazed, because this is not where I thought I was going with this at all.
In the police one, they ticket her car.
They ticket her car.
But they don't say anything. They're standing there when she parks it.
Isn't it like the mayor or the principal walking
exactly.
in with her? And if he watches her park the car, obviously it's okay to park there.
Well, and wouldn't they know if you can't park there?
And in that commercial, she's driving like the coolest car ever from like 1952.
Well, Cisco's paying.
What the fuck?
Cisco's, Cisco money.
So this is definitely a guy that like really wants to fuck young blood.
Maybe.
That's his dream. Like that's his car. You know.
And those Chinese third graders.
That's what... That's where the money is. I'm not going to judge that. That makes sense. The whole point is you go around the world. Where else are you going to go? Like, you're not going to telecommunicate from, like, Toronto, which was probably filmed. No, you're going to go halfway around the world. I get that.
Is she Canadian?
Yeah, she's Canadian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Well, see, they're even more ahead of us, I always think.
The Canadians?
Yeah. They always seem much more...
polite?
Forgiving of things.
That's not necessarily ahead of us.
I think so. We're very unforgiving people here in the U.S.
Yeah, there's a reason. We like our commercials to make sense, goddammit. McDonald's tells me I'm loving it. I get that. Burger King,
now you love it.
The Burger King goes and steals the McDonald's formula. I get that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then he makes the sandwich. He doesn't fucking go to China.
I know that makes sense.
He doesn't have a relationship with the security guard from the factory.
No, because he just broke in.
That commercial also doesn't make sense to me. Because
where he breaks
how
in?
Difficult. I get that it's like, oh, it's funny. He stole the formula because it's so
plans.
Basic. I get that.
But if it's so basic, why do you need plans?
Because I think that's the joke.
I guess.
But it's one of those things where like, I don't know. But then I realize I'm thinking about a commercial.
Yeah, you are.
I fucking lost.
I don't even think about these things after the commercial, though. I'm thinking about it as it's happening.
Wow.
And then I end. And then I go to the next commercial.
Wow.
You keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
So.
I'm.
who's in the wrong now?
Oh, it's always been me. You're way more advanced on this than I am. I freely admit that.
I boggled your mind that I don't get the Cisco commercial.
Or maybe you do and I don't, which makes me even crazier because I didn't know that I had to like progress and think like years into the future, 6 months, like when they're boarding the plane together. How many chaperones are they going to have? Where are they going to stay? Is it going to be like a... Like a,
it's a school thing.
Is it a thing where like each kid gets assigned one family and they all live there?
No, they probably stayed
is there
like
a hotel?
3 days.
Is there like a hostel? Why would you go 3 days if you're going across like if it's like a whole day of flight? That doesn't make sense either.
Oh, that's
There's
true.
So many questions.
Well, how
here.
Do they do like when they take trips to Washington, D.C.?
Washington, D.C. from Canada is maybe max, even if you're in Vancouver, 6 hours.
I love that we're thinking about
that's
this.
That's 6 hours max.
Wow.
Okay, if you're in Toronto, that's maybe 3 hours. That's nothing.
Okay.
And once again, why are you going from Vancouver to Washington, D.C. as a field trip? Why wouldn't you go to your country's capital?
Oh, my God.
Once again, what the fuck's going on, Canada?
Mm-hmm.
You're freaking me out with your Cisco commercials.
Is it even? They're not Canadian.
The Cisco?
Are they?
I don't think so.
So then why do you keep...
Well,
just because Ellen Page is Canadian.
And we're
mean
assuming
anything.
That school, in theory, obviously
is
it is not.
School.
Is a Canadian school.
Okay.
What is a Canadian curriculum like? How much different
know.
Is that?
I don't know any Canadians. Do we?
I mean, we...
Have we met Canadians? I don't
not
think I've ever
friends.
Met a Canadian.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
If there's any Canadians that listen to the show, please contact us. We'd love to know your school system.
We'd like to know
how
you.
Often you use Cisco telecommunications software.
Have you ever been to China?
Does your school fund the trip to China? Is it like a bake sale thing? Do you?
I would think the parents would have to pay for each child.
Is it like a round robin tournament of hockey and whatever hockey team wins gets to go to China? How popular are Canadian
is
customs?
Is hockey even popular in China?
I don't think so. There's not. I don't.
Do they do anything else? Is there any other correlations that we can make between Canada and China that would make people from Canada go to China?
Is Ellen Page really popular in China?
Maybe.
I'm sure. That Juno, that delightful film about a pregnant girl, was huge in Canada.
That's true. But no. They don't like that. Oh, no.
No, no.
Oh,
no.
I don't know.
So, Canadians, we'd really appreciate some
we want
contact
some information,
here.
Canadians.
We refuse to look any of this up.
We didn't get enough from the Olympics.
I love the Olympics.
They didn't explain anything.
I loved it. I don't know. I got Olympic fever.
Did you?
Oh, I did. I got Olympic fever.
Now, wait. Did you get Olympic fever... For the Winter Olympics or
winter,
when we
winter
were...
Winter only. Winter only.
We
it's
were
the,
trying to get the Olympics.
Both. I got
really?
A, yeah. Our friend Sabina is now without a job because of that. Because she was an architect and...
She's an architect?
Was an architect.
She was... She's an architect?
Yeah, she's an architect. Yeah. Why is that so surprising? She's very smart.
Because I thought she worked in an office. Like,
yeah,
as
an
a,
architecture.
Like, as a secretary.
No, not at all.
Really?
No. Yeah. She's an
Why
architect.
Why did it always make me...
Because you assume women have not high-paying
no.
jobs, unlike Ellen Page from Cisco.
I thought she had told me she's an office manager.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking
no.
of someone else.
Probably, because it's not her. Anyways, she... If,
that's crazy.
A lot of Chicago architecture firms are banking on having the Olympics, because that's,
wow.
that's the thing to get, you know?
But didn't she have... Did she have the job before the
yeah.
whole
mm-hmm.
Olympic
But
hubba?
The firm was, like, banking on this, and
oh, I
a
see.
Lot of people were banking on this.
Ooh.
New City, actually, the current New City is about that. So... yeah,
interesting.
I actually was hoping that Chicago got the Olympics so friends of mine would continue to have jobs. And
yeah.
It didn't work out.
Hmm.
But no, I love the Winter Olympics. It was great.
I really didn't watch much of
it. I liked it because like, I liked that the American bobsled male team. I love that we're talking about something 4 months after the fact.
Yeah.
They look like normal dudes, somewhat out of shape. They all look like
really?
They were drunk. Yeah, it was great.
Oh, because the bobsled.
The name of the
don't...
bobsled was the Night Train. It was great. Like, it was that kind of shit.
Nice.
And I like that both the males and female athletes, way more attractive than the summer leap athletes.
Really?
Yeah. They don't look like freaks of nature.
Oh,
me.
I see.
Where the summer Olympics, they just look like weird godlike creatures. You know what I mean? They don't
okay.
look real. I would never run into any of you people because you're like in
That's
this
true.
Other special world of gyms and...
But you'd probably run into that redheaded kid.
Exactly. Like, he's fucking high down the street.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
cool, and I like that. I don't know why. I don't know. Ellen Page is freaking me out.
All right.
We should close this because I'm losing my
topic
mind.
Topic 7.
You want to go to the next
topic? I don't
topic?
Even know what your other topics
You
want
to do one more
were.
Topic or no?
Sure.
And we'll close
Let's
this
Let's end
out.
It on a high note. Whatever
know,
the topic
Page.
Will be, hopefully.
Okay. 1 to 4. Military or athletes?
Ugh.
Neither of which you're interested in.
No.
Or what? Unless you have something.
No.
Yep, I didn't
Sadly
think so.
Sadly enough. Oh, let's do the athletes.
Let's do the athletes. Okay, I have athletes shouldn't do interviews between quarters and or periods and shouldn't get to do any quote-unquote favorite moments or childhood remembrances.
I don't like when athletes talk in general.
I don't
the most,
blame you.
They're the horribly boring people.
I like when certain coaches talk.
Oh, yeah.
I love when coaches talk.
Well,
I,
like, what's his face from the Cubs?
Lou Piniella?
Yeah, he's funny. He gets
Sweet
all angry.
Lou's good. Ozzie Guillen is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's a brilliant man. Ditka obviously set the bar very,
yeah.
very high. I remember a lot of press conferences when they'd come off of a loss, you'd go, I don't care what you think about our guys. I like our guys. We like our guys.
Aww.
Stuff like that.
See,
that's great.
That's nice.
He just, it's like a bar fight, but he's yelling at no one. It's that kind of stuff. But I specifically hockey and basketball, it drives me crazy.
Baseball is horrible.
Baseball, they don't interview during the game. Baseball's
but afterwards, they're horrible.
Oh,
just
the
in general,
themselves?
They're terrible interviewers.
I disagree. I think baseball has the best interviewers.
Are you kidding me? Most are like, oh, we thought it was good. And it's like, thank you.
See, I think
what the fuck was that?
I think that's more hockey and basketball.
Whatever.
I like
Bears to the football. They're horrible.
Yeah, but sometimes
get
you get somebody great, like Ocho Cinco,
yeah,
who says amazing
there's a couple,
things.
But
yeah.
Then most of them are like, well,
I don't think about Jesus.
Or thank you, so-and-so. It's like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, but
speak clearly.
I don't. It's.
I
hockey.
Know you're tired, but
it's,
come on.
Baseball is good because they build a relationship with the players over 162 games. It's usually the same reporter for the entire season.
Yeah, whatever. They all need enunciation
like,
classes.
Not all of them.
Most of them.
Most,
a good
the coaches,
part of them.
The coaches are fine.
Yeah,
keep
they're
the coaches.
Good. The players.
Players are awful.
They should send them like in a league of their own where they send them to lady school.
So they should send. I think they should send them all to lady school.
They should send them all to some sort of
no lady school.
Ladies, okay,
lady school.
Lady
they
school,
should send yeah. them to lady school. They'll be able to balance a book on their skull.
Yeah.
Where the fork goes.
How, yes.
How
to
napkin place
shower me? Properly?
Is that part of lady school?
Probably. I don't know.
You need to go to lady school.
I've never been to lady school.
You don't know how to shower properly. Apparently, I didn't know that was part.
What
of
do you
it.
Mean? I what?
How to showering properly part of lady school?
Because you have to be clean and fresh. Be a lady.
You're making me feel disgusting.
why would? But you made it. You just made it sound like I don't shower and I need to go to lady school.
Well, you
to
just
learn
said
that.
You don't know. You assume that showering is part of lady school.
I don't know, but okay. Well, where are these lady schools?
You tell me.
There are no lady schools.
Not,
come
I
on.
I've never had to think about where my lady school would be.
Where is your local lady school?
I really hope that's on your grave.
Where is your local lady school?
Yeah.
Find out where your local
no,
lady
just
school
where
is
your local lady
okay.
school? And maybe there's like a zip, like you think people could enter in their zip codes.
A zip city and a zip code.
Yeah, and then it would just always say like 404 file
quest.
Not found.
Okay, yeah.
Like,
maybe
I'll
that'll
never
be
know.
My that'll be my new
your
thing.
Your high-tech grave?
No, that'll be my new thing. I will
where's your lady school?
Yeah, I'll try to get people to go to lady school.
So you need to you should make a lady school. By the way, for
no,
someone that doesn't like wine, you drank your entire glass of wine. Would you
well,
like some more?
You know why? Because you said it.
You?
Well, that, and because you said that whole, you know, after a while you get used to it.
Yeah. Do you like it?
I'm neutral.
I think, did you think the mic picked up the pouring of the wine? I think it did.
Yeah, I
classy.
Heard it.
Classy.
I'm neutral. There's really no.
I'm trying to be a fan of this.
It's just like it's, sour grapes.
It feels literally. You're such a pro.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we covered a lot tonight. This is
we
what
did.
I have written down on my notes for what's going to go in the thing. Wine, food stamps, Il Valore, Signore, wine sponsor us. Ellen Page, Cisco commercial, the Canadian school system, athletes attending lady school.
Okay.
So a typical Sunday evening.
Yeah. We should talk about real quick. Just do a little plug.
Oh, this is the plug times.
Yeah.
Tonight, if you're listening to this on Monday, April 26th, this evening, if you're in the Chicagoland area or in the near 4 or 5 states, you should be at the mm-hmm. Hungry Brain. We're doing our live show. We have author Stephanie Kienert, who is great, written books such as I Want to Be Your Joey Ramone and Ballads of Suburbia on MTV Books. That's a pro.
Mm-hmm.
Someone
picked it up.
Who's someone? Oh, yeah.
You know,
some,
it's like
some,
a publisher.
Some yes.
You're not just selling it
no.
Photocopied.
You
pages.
Mean a zine. You mean a zine.
Well,
what
yeah.
I used to do. Thanks.
But I'm sure books.
No, a zine.
I'm sure
yeah,
people
it's a zine.
Do books
that's a zine.
As well.
That's a zine. Comedian.
But then wait a minute. If someone picks up a zine as in a publisher, what is it then?
It's a compilation.
Then what
thing.
Is it then?
Then it's a book.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Like, for example, Al Burian did a thing. Well, fuck that. Well, later. Junior Stopka is a great, 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 really funny comedian who apparently is a great cook. We found out tonight.
We should do a podcast where we're just...
Cooking with Junior.
Yes. Yeah. Although I think it'd better work if it was a video, I guess.
No.
Or we had one of those big
mics. We just
mics.
Want other people to cook for us.
Those big fruffy mics.
A boom mic?
Yes.
A big
pick...
fluffy mic?
It's a big mic.
It's a cover. The microphone itself is not the fluff.
Well, that's what I...
Jesus.
You know what? All right.
And then we have a team band who's going to be playing.
Which I heard tonight, and it was amazing. I liked it a lot.
Team band's very fun.
And I hope people get up and dance.
I don't care. I just want people to show up because I don't think it's our responsibility to wish dance upon people. I've seen team band multiple times.
I always hope people do.
People will move. I guarantee
they will move.
People will move.
Shake their heads.
They will
right.
do something.
Okay.
Team band. Only band I ever known that has their own koozies.
Oh, nice.
Brilliant, brilliant promotional item. So maybe they'll bring some. You don't know.
I hope so. Up. So and then I'll get a beer and put the koozie on the beer.
I'm gonna get a glass of wine and put my
wine
in my koozie.
Well, if you want to keep it cold,
keep it classy,
mm-hmm.
or moderate temperature wine. This, like always, devolved into random stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this, Merle. Mm-hmm. Come to the Hungry Brain this evening. For more information on that, go to youmethemeverybody.com, the address, the times. We are going to have prizes for people. And, that's it. Here's Team Band, and hope to see you tonight.
We're trapped in the digital world, being chased by ghosts. What did we do to them? Nothing. Nothing that I can recall. And then we stopped. Someone asked her, how do we get out of this place? And she turned to us and said, 1-1-0-0-1-1-1-1-0-1-1. Looks like we're just in time to save the day. Bring up the code and let you do it your way. We got a purpose, we got a reason. A giant rock and roll star just like you. And I looked at him, I asked, How many times do you say Team Band in one day? And he looked at me and said 8, maybe 9 times a day. I said, that's a good start. I put this kid on a regimen. Got him at 10,000, then 11,000, then 1,000,000 times a day. He's saying Team Band 1,000,000 times a day today. And he grew up to be